Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Are you feeling hungry?
Hi friends, my name is Peter, and I'm actually full from yesterday, but don't worry, we're talking about more food today. Today's topic is food.
And our title is Delicious Food. Delicious Food. So Peter, what did we learn on yesterday's show?
During the Christmas season, there are many traditional foods. We had a guest, Chef Jeff. I always get those confused. He told us about food. It was a lot of fun.
And today, I'm excited to learn more about some delicious food. Before we do, let's read it together. Here's Peter.
Rob will cook the main dish for the company potluck. Everyone else can bring a salad or something else. Linda might make soup. She has a great shrimp soup recipe. Taylor is making cheesecake again. Ben will bring fresh fruit. And Alex will bring fried rice. There will be lots to eat at the potluck.
Thank you very much, Peter. So, have you ever been to a potluck before?
Of course, they're great. This is a fun time with a lot of people.
Yes, it is. And it's good because there's so many different kinds of foods. So, when do people usually have potlucks?
Maybe for holidays like Christmas or in the summer when they want lots of people to gather together.
That's right, and I think a lot of people will be having potlucks very soon, especially that Christmas is almost here. Well, before we learn more, let's go to Christina. She will show us our keywords for today.
Hello, 电视公司要开圣诞节餐会喽。 因为每个人都要贡献一些食物，所以他们先安排几个人做主餐，其他人就可以带沙拉等等的副餐去。沙拉就是salad。 Who wants to bring salad? Linda 说她可能会煮汤，汤就是soup. Linda might make soup. 她说可以做一道很好喝的虾子汤。She can make a shrimp soup. 虾子的英文就是shrimp. 我们一起来练习一下这个字的发音。Shrimp, shrimp. Alex 说她要带炒饭去。 在英文里做菜时只要是用油煎、炸或者是炒的，动词都是用fry。 fry的过去分词要去掉y，加上ied， 变成fried。所以炒饭就是fried rice， 名词rice是饭。Alex is going to bring fried rice.
Our company potluck is on December 23rd.
Did Chef Jeff give you any good ideas for the Christmas dinner?
Yes, we can cook one main dish, and then everyone else can bring a salad or something else.
Like a dessert.
Of course, you can never have too many desserts.
I'll make one.
Great, I'll bake a big ham.
This lesson is full of food, and I think most holidays are too. Now, we all have traditions, right? We like to make the same food every time, and we like to spend time together this way.
Yes, we can enjoy a meal and spend time together. My family likes to have meals together. Then we go to the park for a walk. It feels good after being so full.
Yes, it does. But Peter, don't forget about the desserts.
Of course not. We walk in the park so that we make room for desserts. You can never have enough desserts.
And Rob agrees with you. Let's visit Christina with more on this sentence.
Rob 说, you can never have too many desserts. 甜点永远都不会太多。 换句话说，大家爱吃甜点到一个程度，永远都不嫌多，而且是越多越好。对于人极度喜爱的东西，这个是英文的一种表达方式，讲的就是永远都不会觉得太多，越多越好。比如说，对于爱收集鞋子的女性来说， they can never have too many shoes. 你觉得朋友是不是越多越好呢? You can never have too many friends. 如果你的名词是不可数的话,要把 many 换成 much. 比如 people can never have too much money. 人都不会嫌钱太多,都觉得越多越好。
Thanks, Christina. So today, everyone is talking about the company potluck. Marie, what is a potluck?
A potluck is when someone cooks or brings a dish to a party or an office party, a place where there's going to be lots of people. So each dish is different.
Okay, so there is a party. Everyone brings a dish instead of just one person cooking for everyone.This is very easy to do, easy to organize, and it's a lot of fun because everyone brings a different dish. So, when is the company potluck?
The company potluck is on December 23rd.
And the guest from yesterday's show helped give some great ideas. And Rob has an idea how they can organize the potluck.
We can cook one main dish,And then everyone else can bring a salad or something else.
What do you usually bring to a potluck?
Well, I like to cook a lot, so I bring things like mashed potatoes or some kind of bread.
I usually bake brownies. They taste good and they're pretty easy to make. Well, let's find out what our friends think about this potluck in Conversation B.
What are you making for the potluck?
I haven't decided yet, but Rob is cooking a ham, right?
Yes.
Then I could make a potato dish. Ham and potatoes go well together.
Yes, they do.
Or I could make soup.
Soup? For Christmas dinner?
Sure. I have a great shrimp soup recipe. I think people will really like it.
Now all our friends are talking about the potluck. Taylor and Linda are talking about it. Taylor asks, what are you making for the potluck?
Linda hasn't decided yet. Decide. This is a great word. When you have to make a choice or a decision, you have to decide.
Oh no, I am terrible about deciding. Should I do this? Should I do that?Should I buy these white shoes, or should I buy these black shoes? Oh, what about the blue ones?
Marie, calm down. The decision today is not a bad one. It is about food for the potluck.
Oh, all right. Well, Rob has already decided. He is going to make the main dish. He will make the ham.
Then Linda can make a potato dish.Ham and potatoes go well together, especially mashed potatoes.
I think people will really like it, and I think that they will really like today's
calendar phrase.
I think people will really like it.
I think people will really like it.
我想大家会很喜欢的。
Did you bring this cake?
Yes.I think people will really like it.
It looks delicious.
Yes, I think people will really like it.
It's a chocolate cake.
Yes, I think people will really like it.
Did you bake it?
No, I bought it. That's why people will really like it.
I think people will really like it.
I think people will really like it.
我想大家会很喜欢的。
That was a fun calendar phrase. Did you really like it?
Well, Peter, I am really looking forward to this potluck. There are going to be so many delicious dishes.
Yes, potlucks are like a buffet.All the food is usually on one table, and you can choose the food you'd like to eat. You can choose dishes that go well together.
And I know what would go well with our teaching. A little lesson from Christina. Here she is.
Linda 决定做一道马铃薯料理，因为马铃薯和 ham 火腿吃起来很配。Ham and potatoes go well together. 动词 go 可以表达配搭的意思，所以 go well together 就是配在一起很好的意思。你知道香蕉和巧克力这两样东西的味道很配吗？ Banana and chocolate go well together. 我明天要去约会，请帮我看看衣服配得好不好。 Do they go well together? 我的两个朋友最近好像在交往，我觉得他们很配。 I think these two people go well together. 这些都是 go well together 的用法。
Thank you, Christina. Well, Marie, what are two foods that go really well together?
Well, I think meat and vegetables go well, like ham and corn. You always need to eat your vegetables and your meats.
Well, I love apple pie and vanilla ice cream. Oh, this is getting me so excited for the potluck. Well, friends, we need to take a short break right now. We'll see you soon.
So, Peter, who usually has potlucks?
Oh, usually families have potlucks or friends.We see our coworkers have a potluck together, and even people that don't know each other, like in a neighborhood. This is a good way for everyone to meet each other.
That's right, it is. All right, friends, well, let's continue with our lesson. Here's conversation C.
I'm looking forward to the Christmas potluck.
Me too.There will be lots of good food to eat. Taylor is making cheesecake again.
Oh, yum!
What are you going to bring?
I'm going to bring some fresh fruit.
And I'm going to bring fried rice.
No one will go home hungry.
And if they do, it will be their own fault.
Alex is excited for the potluck. He says, I'm looking forward to it. Now, when you are looking forward to something, you are very excited.
It's a good phrase to use when you are talking to a friend.
Yes. Let's say you agree to meet later. A nice thing to say after is, looking forward to it. It's a way we end a conversation when we are texting someone about an event.
Great! All right. Movies, 7 o'clock tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
Peter, we are teaching.
Oh, sorry. Let's get back to the lesson then. There will be lots of food at the potluck.
There will be lots of desserts too. Taylor is making cheesecake again. She made it last year. And let me tell you, it is delicious.
Well, what are you going to bring?
I don't know. Actually, I don't have a lot of time. My family is in town.
Your family's in town, not a lot of time. I have an idea. You can bring fruit, like Ben. He is bringing fresh fruit.
Oh, that's a great idea. I was feeling a little worried about what I should do.
And Alex is bringing fried rice. Everyone will enjoy that.
That's the great thing about potlucks. You really can bring any kind of food. People get excited about trying new things.
Maybe we wouldn't have fried rice on Christmas, but in America, it's okay. We like to have food from all around the world. And if a friend makes it, it's even more special.
And not only that, but it starts to become a tradition. Soon, everyone will be wanting Taylor's cheesecake and Alex's fried rice every Christmas potluck.
And we have a tradition on this show. The end of the lesson, we always review a little bit. Now it's time to review those key words.
Here's our first key word of the day. Salad. Salad. Put some tomatoes in the salad.
Soup. Soup. We had chicken soup for lunch.
Shrimp. Shrimp. Shrimp is her favorite seafood.
Fried. Fried. Lynn and Sam like to eat fried chicken.
Rice. Rice. Let's eat vegetables and rice tonight. Friends, don't forget to practice those key words. Right now, let's go back to our conversations one more time.
Our company potluck is on December 23rd.
Did Chef Jeff give you any good ideas for the Christmas dinner?
Yes, we can cook one main dish, and then everyone else can bring a salad or something else.
Like a dessert.
Of course. You can never have too many desserts.
I'll make one.
Great. I'll bake a big ham.
What are you making for the potluck?
I haven't decided yet, but Rob is cooking a ham, right?
Yes.
Then I could make a potato dish. Ham and potatoes go well together.
Yes, they do.
Or I could make soup.
Soup? For Christmas dinner?
Sure. I have a great shrimp soup recipe. I think people will really like it.
I'm looking forward to the Christmas potluck.
Me too. There will be lots of good food to eat. Taylor is making cheesecake again.
Yum!
What are you going to bring?
I'm going to bring some fresh fruit.
And I'm going to bring fried rice.
No one will go home hungry.
And if they do, it will be their own fault.
Recipe.
Yeah, another banana recipe, right?
Yeah, I'll make it the main dish for the potluck.
Bananas for the main dish, Ginger?
Why not? I'll mix bananas with broccoli, garlic, and nuts.
Mmm.
Mmm. And cook it with carrots.
That doesn't sound good.
Mmm. And mix the recipe and make banana soup.
Banana soup?
Yeah. Oh, and banana fried rice, too.
Ginger, where did you get this cookbook?
From my Grandma Monkey.
Grandma Monkey?
Yeah, Grandma was a great cook. She cooked everything with
bananas.
Yeah, how did you know?
Okay.
Dear, I must go to work now.
I know, Bunny. And I'll miss you.
Oh, make sure you clean the house.
Of course, dear.
Oh, and no watching TV.
Of course, dear.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Now I can watch some TV. Oh, someone's calling me. It's Bonnie. Hello, dear.
Hi, honey. I just wanted to hear your voice.
Oh, you're such a sweetie. I wish you could be here.
Oh, I am here, right behind you.
Oh, Bonnie, I love you so much. I'm glad you're here, but don't you have work?
I told you not to watch TV.
I mustn't. I mean, you shouldn't. Shouldn't? Couldn't? Wouldn't.
Haven't!
Haven't. Haven't? Who said that?
I am Super Sentence Man.
Super Sentence who?
Man. Super Sentence Man. And you need today's Super Sentence. I haven't done something yet. I haven't started watching TV yet.
Yes, I haven't started watching TV yet.
Excellent. Now, do you have a super sentence for me?
Like this? I haven't gone to work yet.
I haven't gone to work yet. Great. Do you have another one?
I haven't eaten anything yet.
I haven't eaten anything yet. Super. So, you were saying...
I haven't started watching TV yet.
I knew it! I knew it!
You knew what, dear?
You stay home watching TV all day.
That's because I haven't found a job yet.
I haven't found a job yet! That's a super sentence, Jaffan!
Don't get angry, dear.
Oh, I haven't gotten angry yet.
I haven't gotten angry yet! Another super sentence! Jaffan, what a wonderful conversation! Remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great!
This is awesome. This is awesome.
Friends, thank you for joining us today. It's been fun to learn about a potluck. We really do this to meet people and have fun together. It's an easy way to share a meal. Now, this potluck is in the winter, during the Christmas season. But do we have these potlucks during the summer, too?
We do. But in the summer, it will probably be different kinds of foods. In the winter, we have potlucks, but most of the dishes are warm or hot.
We might have hot dogs and hamburgers. We could have a picnic together. Those are my favorite.
No matter the season, a potluck is always great to have. All right, friends, I'm glad you joined us today. Join us again next time right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.